For so many people, light is just a source of illumination. It is that which makes them see through darkness. Yes, that is true, but light is much more than that. Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, Growing with Praises. Today I'm going to be sharing something I titled, Light. Light is that which describes, defines, and illumines. Light is that which describes. In other words, you cannot tell or describe the true nature of a thing until light is shone or cast upon it. Many believers have found themselves in situations that has kept them in perpetual state of confusion. You know, many of you suffering life in your health, academics, career, etc. And this is mainly because you lack light. You lack sufficient light in that area of your life. Listen, the word of God is light. So have you taken out time to find out what God is saying concerning your health or concerning that area of your life that you seem to be suffering? Light gives illumination. Illumination produces clarity. So as a born-again child of God, you are required to see with God's light. Now, the good thing about seeing with God's light is that all you'll be seeing is what He has said concerning you that you are not aware of. So for example, concerning your health, what has He said? Matthew chapter 8 verse 17 says, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Did you notice that it says Himself took? So why do you keep saying I have when He has taken? Himself took, meaning that whatsoever He has taken, you do not have. You see, to see with God's light means seeing by the word of God. That means your judgments, opinions, and mindsets are informed, influenced, and inspired by the truth of God's word. I'll take that again. To see with God's light means seeing by the word. That means your judgments, opinions, and mindsets are informed, influenced, and inspired by the truth of God's word. So tell me, how can you then stumble? Again, seeing with the light means seeing yourself the way God sees you. So quick question, how does God see you? What is His design concerning every aspect of your life? What has He said concerning you? You may never know if you do not search it out in the word and appropriate it to yourself. John chapter 1 verse 9 tells us that Jesus is the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. Now notice He says true light. So if there is a true light, there definitely is a false light. And the only way to differentiate between the two is through knowledge. The world has a light through which it wants you to see things, but refuse it, or else you are sure to see things you do not look like. So here is what to do. Turn His light in that area you're struggling in, and you'd see that you are perfected in Christ. Begin to see differently through the light of God. And then you will notice that you are perfected in Christ. Then what would you do? You begin to speak it. Speak it until it gains ascendancy into your spirit. And then it begins to cause the change, that desired change. The light of God, which is the word of God, has ability. It is living and powerful. It is operative. God has given you His word to light up your path, so that there wouldn't be any darkness or uncertainties as you journey through life. You see, darkness comes as a result of the absence of light. You still stumble in life because you lack light. So agree with the word. Agree with what God has said concerning you. Confess it and act accordingly. That is how you walk in light. I take that again. Agree with what God has said about you. Confess it and act accordingly. That is how you walk in light. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Listen, when your path in life is lighted, there wouldn't be any occasion of stumbling. I like the way the message puts it. It says, "By your words, I can see where I am going." Wow. So the reason you are stuck in that particular area of your life, or the reason why you are stumbling, is because you cannot see where you are going. So what you would have overcome last year is still posing as a challenge before you, all because you lack light. But with light, you would have insight and knowledge to deal excellently in all your affairs, leading you and directing you in God's perfect will for your life. So now the question is, how do I receive light? How do you receive light? Psalm 119 verse 130. It says, "The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple." So you receive light through the entrance of God's word. And where does it enter into? Your spirit. So until the word of God enters into your spirit, you cannot get light. Notice, God's word brings illumination into your spirit and it gives you insight. But take note of this. The scripture doesn't say God's word gives light. Rather, it is the entrance that gives light. The word has to gain entrance into your spirit to produce results. And then suddenly you are awakened to the realities, to spiritual realities. Your path is flooded with light. So open up your spirit to the word. And when you do so, the storms of life will no longer obscure your vision. Quit crying and complaining. Hop on the word of God and begin to search out all your rights and privileges in Christ and use it to win over the circumstances of life. Remember, the word of God is light. So where are you suffering in areas of your life? What seems dark? What is it that seems as though it is not working? Does it seem like you're stumbling in life? Does it seem like you're going in circles? Does it seem like you're not making progress? All you need is light. I hear many people say things like, "Oh, I think someone has cursed me. Oh, I think my village people are running after me." No. No, no, no. You are not cursed. You do not just have light. You do not just have light in that particular area of your life. So search the scriptures. Find out what God is saying concerning that area of your life and live a life of victory. God bless you.